Hello, everyone, and welcome to my show, Your Inner Thoughts, here at BBS Radio. I apologize for being a little late. My name is Michael Goger. I'll be your host for the next 2 hours. I'll be here till 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, doing nonstop psychic readings. I'm excited about today's show. I'm going to have a guest come on at 2 o'clock. At 2 p.m., we're going to interview Richard Salva and his book, Soul Journey from Lincoln to Lindbergh. And today is the anniversary of a particular flight that Lindbergh went on to Paris. Richard is a 30-year expert on past lives and reincarnation and a minister for 30 years. I'm looking forward to his him being here. Hi, caller. How you doing?
Fine.
What's your first name?
Milton Sandoval.
Milton, where are you calling from, Milton? What part
from
of the world?
Ogallala, Nebraska.
Nebraska? Wow.
Yeah.
I don't get many from Nebraska.
Oh, well, my wife wanted me to call and talk to you. And, I mean, I basically already know what I want out of life, but things don't always happen that way. Everybody's depressed around me or people's broke or...
Yeah.
I mean, I work every day harder than anybody, I think, in the world, but...
Okay. Well, you know, I think everybody has the same story, in a way, one way or another.
But, you know, you got to let it go. I mean, you can't live in the hole. You got to stick your head up, but, man, everybody around me is just so down and out, and...
Well, I think
I'm afraid they're gonna make me go down and out, and I'm gonna lose it. I don't know.
You can't let that happen. You gotta stay strong.
Well, I try to stay strong, and I try to tell everybody to stay strong too. But man, I don't know what the heck's wrong with them. Life's already bad enough the way it is.
Well, I'll tell you a little secret, Milton.
What's that? Tell me a secret. I like a lot of secrets about life.
You can't control or affect anyone or anything. You can only control and affect yourself, and it's in your perception. So you think, appear, and act happy and balanced, and you will radiate this, and they'll want to know more about it and become close to you. If not, you'll go along your merry way. You understand it? You understand it? That's the secret. That's the secret.
But the thing is, though, I try to be so good, but then again, I get all the blame for it, for everything.
Sounds like me.
And I wonder what the heck is going to happen when I really do something wrong. I mean, can it be worse than what I'm getting now?
All right. Well, listen. Listen, I'm glad you called my show.
Yeah?
You're welcome. Let me go into you a little bit of a reading here, and then I'll let you go, okay? We just want to have a good time here and enjoy ourselves.
Yeah.
I want it to be where you come and have a little bit of a tea every Sunday afternoon, every Sunday morning. It's going to be the hottest talk show on the planet, and you'll be a part of it.
Uh-huh. Oh, really?
Yeah. So listen, first of all, I'm getting a lot of relationship and romantic positive energy around you. I'm being shown this through my guides. And so your relationships are going to improve. This I'm being given right away. Okay?
My relationships going to improve?
I'm getting your relationships improving. But listen, it comes through focusing on balance and moderation and peace and harmony. So you need to focus on these things also.
Well, I try to do that every day, but then again, I got to go to work every day.
Yeah, but it's working. This is what I'm hearing to tell you. It's working, and you got to continue that. And you're heading in the direction of improvements and everything. All right? Now, listen, how's your mom? Is she with us, or did she cross over?
No, my mom crossed over about 2-3 years ago.
Okay, is there anything special about her going on, anniversary or birthday? Have you been thinking about her? Because I feel like...
Oh, I think about her all the time, but...
Yeah, I feel... I can feel her love going to you.
Then I have a sister, Gloria. Gloria. I don't know, she died about 20 years ago, and I always thought she was my guardian angel.
Well, she's with two other people, and they are female, so they may be her mom and her daughter. So, but their love is going out to you, and they're coming to you in your dreams and your sleep.
Right.
So
keep that
in mind too. That if you have a dream and you feel like you dreamt about them, you were probably with them and communicating and enjoying yourself. Okay.
Well, I just wish that my wife wouldn't be so depressed about everything and everything, and she always makes it seem like it's all my fault because my kids or I try to help people or people are always broke or and then they look at me and I sit for the railroad and I'm always working and working and working and it just seems like everybody thinks that I got money bags and
Well, listen, try to take one day at a time and stay positive. And as far as your wife goes, I do feel there's going to be improvements there, one way or another.
I don't know, man. I think she's fucking flipping out, man. She's just lies about everything. And
I keep hearing over and over moderation and balance. So I do feel that there is something out of whack here. She may be maybe not sleeping right, maybe not eating right. And maybe it wouldn't hurt to go talk to someone, a doctor or maybe a therapist or a counselor. So keep that in mind, too. Okay?
Well, I just don't want them to drag me in because, man, there ain't nothing wrong with me.
Well, maybe it could be maybe her blood pressure or sugar or something. You don't know that. But I am hearing moderation and balance being important and a little bit of issues with it. So maybe it wouldn't hurt to go get a little bit of a checkup. So keep that in mind, too. But
yeah.
I am being given improvements and things are improving for you, Milton. So, listen, I'm going to let you go. I got a lot of callers, and I need to move on. So, thank you for calling the show, Milton, and good luck with everything.
All right, thanks a lot. Goodbye.
Okay, blessings to you. Take care.
Okay, the best of you too. Bye.
Okay, buddy. Good luck with everything. Thank you.
Yeah.
Okay, everyone, if you'd like to call the show, the number that's toll-free. And they are. Get your pencil ready if you're just joining. It's toll-free USA, 1-877-876-5227. Toll-free in Canada. This is a new number. If you're looking, you might be having a new number. This is a new number for Canada. 1-888-815-9756. Or you can dial direct, 1-530-876-3222. Thank you, caller, for hanging on and letting me get that out.
No problem. I was listening to the gentleman before, and sometimes it's like rocking a car out of a rut. When you finally get it going, it goes good. But in the meantime, you feel like you're stuck, but you really are moving it out.
Right. I try to... leave them with some inspiration, you know, and some hope.
Yeah, and that's the best part.
You know, and as far as everybody around me being out of whack, I mean, that's their journey. And the best you can do is to focus on you being in whack and letting them feel that.
I know. It's just the best part just to look at this whole thing and say, I absolutely respect your lesson. I really, really do.
Right.
And your journey is one. Maybe I'm not that brave to and mess with those energies.
Right.
Yeah. I'd rather just stay over in this happy place.
Well, I'm almost tempted sometimes to say to the ego or the human will kick in and say, well, let me tell you about my journey and what I'm going through. I try to teach people. It's in the perception. Your glass is either half full or half empty, and if you see it being half full, that's a good place to start. And once you start seeing this and feeling this and believing this, others around you will say, well, you know, why are you shining? Why are you glowing? And it's because my glass is half full. So.
Well, sooner or later it gets to be all the way full and you're just radiating all the time.
Yeah, you know. So, anyway, welcome to my show. You got a very sweet voice and energy.
Thank you.
What is your first name?
Rosemary. I've called before.
Rosemary?
Mm-hmm.
Where are you
Chicago,
calling?
Chicago, Illinois area.
Illinois?
Mm-hmm.
Good. Welcome to the show. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Right. And my question relates, you know, in everything, there's two sides to every coin. Like you said, all of a sudden, the light has clicked on. And it is just, everything is moving with great synchronicity. Michael, I don't know how to say this. I looked in the mirror, and I'm starting to glow in the daylight.
That's good. Well, you got a good, right off the bat, I'm going right to being very creative with you. I don't know if you're into the arts or you're dabbling or involved. It's either the metaphysical or singing or writing or design. I really don't remember reading you before or even talking to you, but that, you know, don't be offended by that.
Oh, no. It's like as a counselor, I mean, I'll be walking down the street and someone will come up to me and say, 10 years ago, you said the right thing and I'm all better now.
Oh, very good.
And I'll go, okay. That's nice.
Yeah. So you are a counselor then?
Yes.
Okay. In psychology or?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. A hypnotherapist.
Okay. Cause it's amazing.
It's faster and it's easier than non-directional therapy.
Yeah. You know what they were showing me? They were showing me an office with black leather furniture, and I felt like I was with a psychologist or a psychiatrist.
Mm-hmm.
And she was dealing with my thoughts. So
a thought thing. I do tend to do meta counseling. You know, so if you have this experience, what has it taught you? The lesson is learned. Now let's move on.
Right.
And it's so much easier than having to repeat it or take it apart and understand why.
Right. Anyway, let me see here. I'm very active between now and, say, the end of June. I'm going into the end of June here with an expansion. I feel like there may even be a move or relocating. Maybe some changes in the job or offers somewhere. Beneficial changes and offers coming to me too, business-wise and work-wise.
That's good. I've been thinking about that. I want a better office situation, and I've been asking Spirit for it.
Mm.
I want to be working more with children who are, you know, young teens when they come to that point where they're making decisions.
Right.
The only real decision we have is, am I going to be a person of life and goodness, or am I going to be a person who's not choosing that?
Right. Isn't that something, how they showed me an office with black leather furniture? I mentioned it a couple of seconds ago. That I feel that coming to you. And it's just I feel like you're either spending a lot of time. Oh, you said you were visualizing it, meditating on it.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Oh, okay, because you're surrounded with it. And it's manifesting and it is coming, so it's very active. In the manifesting stage, and I can feel you actually creating it, ordering it, and shaping it, and bringing it right to you. So
cool.
You're definitely on the right track.
Mm-hmm.
I'm getting a. Is there somebody expecting or a pregnancy or a new baby?
Not that we know of.
Coming
we're going to a christening this very afternoon.
Oh, there is a christening.
Yes.
Today.
Today at 2:00.
No kidding.
No, just, you're right on. I mean, this little girl is just...
No kidding.
The best.
Yeah, I was hearing the new baby. Tell her about the new baby.
Oh, I love new babies.
Yeah, so it's... how is the mom? Was the mom okay? Was there something special about this baby's birth, or... the mother, or...
The mother is... A lovely, lovely soul who's come through great trial and adversity and has seen fit to bring this child into the world against a lot of odds.
Oh, yeah.
And we are just, we're in the cheering section.
Oh, yeah. This is a very special child, too.
Yes.
This is a very special baby. It come in just the way you were describing.
Mm-hmm. My mother was very, very ill, and then as the pregnancy progressed, I actually saw the child and its spirit reach up from within and heal the mother's body. It was just an amazing feat to see.
That's interesting. Very special show. Blessed by the heavens, it's being watched by the heavens, this baby.
Mm-hmm.
Also, must be mom. mom thing going on here today. Your mom, is she with us across, or
No.
She with us?
No, she's left.
Oh, she's crossed?
Yes.
Okay, is there something with her anniversary, birthday, death day, or something?
I don't know.
Because I feel like she's also going to be coming through to you, too. Just.
I would prefer to lovingly avoid that experience.
Mm, interesting.
You
might want to check in to see if it's something significant within the next 30 days with her. Or I'm just feeling some communication.
Okay.
And I'm hearing difficulties, too. There was difficulties, and they're going to be worked on or healed, so.
I would say to heal. The last I saw her, she was in her driveway chanting, "Is my darling daughter dead yet? I hate her soul." And I just extended love to her and left. I mean, sometimes people have a stroke, they lose part, and they go through a personality change, and what was there is no longer.
And there's a connection with her and the baby that's getting christened today. Does that make sense at all? Or is it a great-great-grandchild, I guess, right?
No, this is the child of a long-term, I mean, I've had association with this family for many, many years. And this is a child of a former client that I was seeing as a teenager.
Why would your mother be connected to that? Is there?
I don't know. Dear, I don't think this is the child. I don't think the child is a reincarnation of my mother. This is my mother was a bless my mother.
some type of
brought
it into your life or something. I'll move on with this. But anyway, there's healings with this, and there's healings, and they're going to be metaphysically brought about or noticed. So. I'll just leave that with you, and, you know, by the end of June, something might pop up, and you'll know.
Maybe.
A dream, or coincidences, or just something that your mom...
Maybe it was... She inflicted a great deal of physical damage on my physical body. And maybe that will be healed by the end of June.
Sure. Do you counsel children, too, or...?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, because there's going to be more of that. Or does that make sense, expanding or changing somehow?
Yes, that's been my hope and my dream, to show these children that you may have an IQ of 170, but you still have to make the choice
to
acquire the skills to get along with people who are currently limited. And maybe by your efforts, they can come and be your friends.
Huh. Well, I do know that... The working with the younger spirits and souls, children, will be expanding and upgrading and becoming more of, so it's going to become a major issue. You're going to see more of it, too, around the middle of June, end of June.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what your plans were, when they were going to start, but...
They're in the works now. I'm wondering about acquiring a collie for a therapy dog and working that in with some of the children on the sessions.
By the end of June?
Just within a year's time or so.
Okay, getting it started. Okay. I believe that's what they're showing me.
Okay.
So, and it's going well, and it's successful.
Cool.
Okay, and you're going to see, it's going to develop, and probably by the end of June, you're going to be, like, doing a lot with it, maybe thoughts, or working in it, or getting it together, or starting it, so...
And also writing a manual and taking the experiences of the clients that I've worked with and taught that are now working with their grandchildren and being successful.
Yes, it would be. Basically, anything you really get involved with between now or whatever you're dwelling on now, focusing on now, is going to go well, really. It seems like you really know how to visualize. You're into visualization and meditation. I can see that.
Mm-hmm.
And you know how to create things in other planes before they manifest, and you're doing a good job of it. Mm-hmm. So what you're working on now is going to go well and be successful, just basically anything that you're into.
Well, one of my answers for people that say to someone who has these abilities is, oh, everything's easy for you, and you look them straight in the eye and say, yes, it is, because I worked for it, I thought about it, I prayed about it, I manifested it, I checked with my soul and my higher self, and it got the okay, and then it happened.
Yeah, exactly. And everybody has the ability. It's just that they you become what you dwell on. And, you know, it's like with me. I meditate on a daily basis every day. I might take a day off a week, one day a week off, but every day I meditate and I visualize.
Well, as I call that paying the rent. It's not nice to check in to forget to pay the rent.
No. I see. I make believe I'm a heavyweight fighter, and I'm training for a fight.
Oh, cool.
And I'm pumped up, and I'm hungry, and I want more, and I want to be the biggest and the best, and I turn that all into like a spiritual journey. Isn't that amazing? But it's just like using a flower and watch a flower unfolding as a chakra. It's just whatever works for you.
It's you just knowing, you know, the past life memories are kicking in just beautifully, and I'm seeing a synchronicity between this and that and that. And it's like centuries are just kicking in into place.
Yep.
For an alignment of, I don't know all, but I've asked to have all of my powers, talents, and abilities in place so that I can serve in the light without harm to self or others.
Right, exactly. I just, exactly. And basically with how I prepare, so I just asked to be, to use as a channel.
Mm-hmm.
To help my caller, so.
And you did a great job. So,
yeah, thank you,
baby. And I mean, maybe the last of what my mother has tried to do. I do remember her, unpleasant as it was, just doing her thing and looking at her with such love and saying, "It won't work. I've already made my decision to be in the mind.
Right.
I love you, but I won't go where you walk."
Okay. Well, from what I was hearing in this reading, there may be some more thoughts and memories with this, so within the next 30 days. So prepare yourself.
Okay.
There may be some things you need to work on there with the mom thing. And other than that, creatively and financially, everything looks great for you.
And within the year, probably acquiring a large male collie to just be a love bug for some of these kids would be a good thing.
What was that?
Acquiring a large, male, fluffy, lassie-type collie with a great personality to work with kids would be a good thing.
Always.
Mm-hmm.
Always a good thing. How can you say no?
Well, when a collie's in the room, I have seen kids just, okay, lassie's here, I can get down to it. And it's amazing what a collie will do to make a kid feel calm.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, listen, I got a lot of callers. Okay. I'm going to let you go. And
thank you, Ken.
I thank you for calling. It was a pleasure talking to you.
And thank you for your additional insights.
Okay. Thank you. And tell your friends about us.
I sure will. Take care.
Right. Thank you.
Bye.
Well, have a good day. Okay, folks, if you'd like to call in, the numbers are all over BBS radio, and there's probably calls waiting, so just, if there's a call, let me have it, and I'll just keep right on talking. Anyway, I'm here every Sunday at 1 p.m. to 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 10 to noon Pacific Time. Toll-free numbers, USA and Canada. USA is 1-877-876-5227. Toll free in Canada is 1-888-815-9756. BBS Radio is the best internet talk radio on the planet, folks. I think we're up to like 85 talk shows, and dozens and dozens and dozens of readers. If you play your cards right, and you're tuned in to BBS,
okay.
You get a reading every day. Hi, caller.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, welcome to the show.
Thanks.
What's your first name?
Rebecca.
Rebecca, where are you
calling from? Idaho.
Idaho, welcome to the show, Rebecca.
Thanks.
I'm going to just jump into your reading because I want to get as many readings done as I can. I'm going to, in the very near future, be shortening my my time I spend with each caller so I can get in as many as I can. So don't be offended if it seems like you're getting less and less. It's only so I can do more. Okay, Rebecca. Well, I'm, you know, I feel like metaphysically, I'm really. Are you involved in metaphysics, or is it just?
Am I involved in what?
In metaphysics, are you studying spiritual matters, or?
No.
Well, you're surrounded with. How is your dream? Is there something going on? Is it you dreaming? Are you a dreamer where your dreams are vivid? Or I just feel so clear spiritually for some reason with you. Does that make sense? Mm-hmm. Are you very
not
spiritual,
really.
Very religious? Wow. Interesting.
No.
You may want to explore this part of yourself. There's something there. Do you belong to a specific group or church or... involved spiritually at all with nothing sticks out, huh?
No.
Interesting. Anyway, I would explore my spiritual part of myself because I'm being pulled there with you. Now,
okay. For
some reason, I feel like this may be in dreaming. Dreams may be significant. So I'm either being told to watch for my dreams between now and say the end of June. I feel like there may be a message coming through there for you. And it could be pertaining to business and finances. So I'm going to just put that on the side. I just wanted to get that out a little bit. And
also
with school and studying, I feel like I'm going to be studying something or going to school. Or I'm going to be involved in this. I don't know if it's somebody close to you or it's you. But I do feel like I'm going to school. And I'm also being successful with it. I feel like there's somebody else involved. Either somebody doing it with me or somebody helping me do it. So, and this could be training too, vocational training, because I feel like it leads to the beginning of either a new job, a good job, or the opening of a business type thing. So something new, financially or work-wise. So is any of this connecting for you?
Well, at my current company I'm working for, we're starting a new system, a computer system, so we're going under extensive training.
Okay. Jump on as much of that as you can. For some reason, I need to tell you that there's going to be something there for you. They might offer you more, or you might stand out amongst the bunch, or something like this, so... Or there may be somebody involved pushing for you, a friend or a supervisor. So let that stick out, okay?
Okay.
And don't shy from any of it. Dive right into it head first and get as much as you can. I would even compete for it. And use your intuition. I feel very intuitive with you for some reason. I don't know. Do you ever follow your gut instincts or are you intellect? I feel like I'm both with you, so... whenever you're challenged within, but between now and the end of June, if you ever get a choice, intuition or intellect, go with the intuition because I feel like you're going to have some decision making. And I feel like my gut instincts are more accurate. So, you know, just keep that in the back of your mind, too. I'm also something is being revealed to me. By the end of June, it might be something I'm looking for or a missing link or something I need to move forward or to move on. And I feel like I'm being given that, but it's going to be revealed in stages. So I feel like if there is a missing link or something I've been searching for or after, I just feel like I find out something around the end of June. And this also may go to education, work, and money. So, you know, keep that in mind. If there is something that's just out of reach and you've been trying to get it, I just feel like you're able to reach something that you couldn't before. And all through this, you know, the training and the upgrading and the changes that you encounter, I feel like there's somebody else in the background. I don't know if it's a supervisor, a friend, or a connection, but it seems like there's always somebody in the background pulling for you or manipulating things for you. So if there is, you might want to be thankful for it or get closer. But I feel like you may wind up getting closer anyway, eventually. Even if you don't know who it is now, it may be shown to you later on, and you can develop the relationship.
Do you see anything like with a relationship? Like an ex? Do you see anything good coming?
An ex relationship?
Yeah.
A relationship that's an ex now.
Yeah.
Right?
Right.
I do. There is a, did you ever work with him or something with business or work?
We actually met working for the same company.
Working for the same company, that's what I'm getting.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, another thing too, is anybody expecting, is there a baby coming anywhere?
I'm expecting.
You're expecting because I'm being given the baby to the baby. Is there a chance he'll come back? Because I want to say that he comes back, but I don't like giving absolutes to anybody. But I'm leaning in that direction. Or there is somebody already. I don't think there's somebody new already, right?
No.
Right. Do you ever talk about it, or is there a possibility that he can come back into your...
I have no idea. Things have been very stressful between us. We don't communicate very effectively.
No, I'm feeling it. I'm feeling it. But I feel it coming about through work. Do you interact at work or friends, mutual friends?
No.
No connection at all, huh?
No connection at all through work.
But it's the same company.
Well, no, we don't currently work for the same company, but that's how we met.
Oh, okay.
But we don't work for the same company anymore.
Okay. Huh, interesting. Wonder why they're showing me business or work and activity with him. I'm not sure. And then a gift, too. Now, is this his child, I guess, right?
Yes.
And, how is he acting with this? I feel like he's going to be bringing gifts or doing something. So I feel
he
like...
He hasn't been a part of it.
What's that?
He hasn't been a part of the pregnancy.
At all?
No.
Okay. That may change. Okay? So I feel like it may change. So just keep that in mind, all right? And it may come about because of an occasion, like the birth of the baby or something with you, was, you know what I mean? So it's being the icebreaker. So just kind of keep that in mind. It just out of curiosity, even. I mean, just, you know, remember me saying it and said, if you see it develop and if you want it to happen, you can work with it. And then there's... with work too. Now, are you working, or you will be back, or?
Yes, I am currently working.
And you're working. Oh, that's right. You said there was changes going on at work already, and I'm being shown this again over and over. I'm getting good news about work. It's being delivered to me, either a phone call or mail or email, but I feel like something I've been waiting to hear or something I applied for is coming through or is being offered to me. So they're bringing this back up again. And I keep hearing, go for it, go for it. It's going to be successful. So, again, they're just validating, jump on any changes that are new at work that could be beneficial to you. The ex, I'm kind of, I want to, for some reason, there's such a his mother. Are you close to his mother?
Does no.
Does that make sense at all?
I'm not that close to his mother.
No. Was there anything going on with her? Or is this your mother? I keep hearing mother, mother, mother. I'm focusing on him and I'm hearing mother for some reason. I'm not getting a heck of a lot more on him, other than there may be a healing in the direction of him at least reaching out. Like maybe when the baby comes, it might affect him, I don't know, and then he sends a card or a gift or whatever, but I mean, you know, I don't know if it makes sense, but just remember me saying that. And I am getting, it's either him thinking about trying to come back, or there is somebody new coming, and there is something starting. So I do feel romantically and relationship-wise, something is developing, and may develop. So keep that in mind.
All right. But you don't get the feeling that he's already involved with somebody else. Romantically.
I feel him thinking about you, really, or reaching out to you for some reason. So, but I'm not getting anything on his relationship other than him not being satisfied. I don't think there's anything in the background, or if there is, it might not be working out. What I am feeling is maybe somebody or either somebody new coming to you or him even talking about it. So, because I'm leaning towards just going to you, relationships increasing. Okay? So, you know, just keep that in mind. And it may even, and it's at a status now where it's a friendship even, or you're separated for now in a way, and it might try to be the friend thing first and then work its way to being a relationship. So keep that in mind too. Is there something special? Is there an anniversary or a birthday or anything that there was or you shared with him, or does it make sense?
Did I share with him?
Anything? Nothing, right?
No, I'm not thinking. I can't think of anything.
Your birthday, anniversary, day, I don't know, but maybe
not right at the time. No.
Maybe it's the baby coming, I don't know. But maybe he might use that as a icebreaker or something. Yeah, I'm just, you know, just remember me saying this because you might see it developing. And then everything at work looks good. Just jump on anything new that they're offering you, and I feel like it helping your finances. You're definitely doing well there. And I do feel work being strong, finances being strong, health looks good too. And relationship-wise, there are some things developing, whether it's the ex thinking or somebody new, but there is some activity there. So other than that, everything looks good for you.
Okay.
All right. I hope I helped you.
All right. Thank you.
All right, girl. Take care of yourself. Tell your friends about us.
I will. Right.
Thank you.
Bye.
Okay, everybody, if you're just joining, you're listening to Your Inner Thoughts at bbsradio.com. If you ever thought about having a radio show, folks, you can. Just email Don at bbsradio.com. Don at bbsradio.com. If you think or would like to have your own talk show, you can do it. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show.
Hi. My name's Rose.
Hi. What's your first name?
Rose.
Rose?
Mm-hmm.
What part of the world, Rose?
Michigan. Mm-hmm.
Good. Sounds good. I like to hear what part of the world the call is from. I think it's interesting. I like the global thing. Global talk radio. you know, I get on radio and I want to sound like Paul Harvey and maybe it's one of my heroes. I'll think of it later. Anyway, it changes your personality. Okay, let's just jump into your reading. You're a regular listener?
Yes, I am.
I'm sorry, what was your first name?
Rose.
Rose, okay, Rose. You're a regular listener?
Yes.
Okay, good. Let's just jump into your reading. Very strong with the work thing, and I'm being pulled throughout the next 30 days, and especially middle and end of June. Whether or not, you know, were you looking for work? Or?
Yes, I am.
Okay, I feel like you'll be working by, say by middle of June. I want to stick my neck out there and give you a little bit of a absolute, feel like middle of June, end of June. You feel like it may be that soon?
I hope so.
Good. I'm sorry, excuse me. I just had
okay.
Just had to clear my throat, Rose. I talk so much. According to my wife, anyway.
Pretty busy today, huh?
She says, oh, my God. So go on the internet and talk, please. But anyway, I feel also confused, too. I'm feeling like there was some confusion. Did you lose it unexpectedly, a job, or change things unexpectedly? Or?
Yeah, I did. I don't know if you remember me. I told you about the woman I took care of passing away.
Not sure, Rose, but don't be offended because I talk to so many people.
I know.
I'm getting dizzy from it. It's like, you ever hear a punch drunk? I'm reading drunk. But anyway, don't be offended by that. And go ahead with your story, because I feel like there was some type of upset or confusion.
Woman that I took care of for many years, she had passed away, so it was like unexpected, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
So I lost my job, and I haven't worked since.
Right. And, I feel like that's going to change. You've got some things out there waiting to come back to you, because I feel like that's going to change. You may get like three offers at one time.
Okay.
So don't give up. Don't get discouraged, because I feel like you're going to get, it's going to get to the point where you're not sure which one to take, because what road will be the best road. So you're going to go from no road to what road.
Okay.
This is how I'm feeling. So that's a good thing. I like that feeling. And when this happens, I want to sleep on it, too. I don't want to rush into anything. I don't want to make a snap decision.
Mm-hmm.
So don't be afraid to sleep on it. You can afford to say, you will be able to say, let me give me a day or so to sleep on it. And then from there, it helps with the relationship, the home, the family, as the job and the money gets better. I feel like things improve around me. So, because I feel like there was some stress caused by the losing of the job or the income or having something to do, and it's taking its toll.
You are so right.
I'm feeling this. It was really took it to the point of the job and the money is going to make things better.
Okay.
And it's all hand in hand and connected. So. And I feel like this goes to a relationship or a man. Are you in a relationship, marriage?
I'm married.
And I feel like it would make your relationship better if you were working, too, in a way.
Okay.
I don't know if it's getting you away from each other or...
that's probably what it is.
Yeah, I mean, let's face it, it's true. Because I say to my wife, you want me off 3 to 11? She says, no. Stay on 3 to 11. I said, don't you want to see more of me, baby? No, stay on 3 to 11. But anyway, the job is going to make the relationship better.
Okay.
So don't worry about that. I'm just getting win-win all the way around and then going back to work. Now, I'm feeling I want to go to politics and government and connections. I don't know if you got friends, maybe locals that are involved in state, village. village or politics or the community leaders or somebody pulling a string or hooking you up. I don't know if this makes sense, but it may come from that area. And I'm also feeling like there may be a connection within the workplace. Maybe a friend works there already or a relative works there already. It may come out of that area, too, I'm being given. Because I feel like there's a connection with the employee or the supervisor or the owner. So just trying to give you some directions of where it may come from. So,
okay.
And then there's a feeling almost like sales, I want to say. Is sales? I don't know why I'm hearing sales. I don't know what you do for a living. But...
Well, I used to be a cashier before I became a caregiver. So that's probably what you're seeing.
Oh, okay. Very good chance of it. Very good chance of it.
Do you see anything with my children, or do you see me pregnant by any chance? I hated to ask that.
Being pregnant or pregnancy?
Do you see me pregnant or being pregnant? Or do you see anything about the kids that I already have?
To be honest with you?
Please say no.
To be honest with you? I'm not. It's really all about you and work.
Okay, good.
Yeah, it's all about you and work. Doesn't mean it's not there, not going to happen. Or isn't developing. It's just that because I go into these, I'm in a light trance, and when I get there, before I go in, I ask to be given what the caller needs to feel and hear. So maybe it's all work and financial stuff here for you now. So, and they maybe felt this was more important. So it doesn't mean it's not there, but just this was more important to hear.
Yeah.
And it overrides that in a way. But anyway, good luck with your job search, and all the best to you. Tell your friends about us.
Oh, I sure will. Thank you very much.
Okay, and I'm feeling probably within 30, a phone call or an email or a letter or something, all right?
Okay, thank you.
To you. So good luck with everything. Take care.
You too. Thank you.
All right, Rose. Thank you.
Bye.
Okay, I'm going to bring our guest on at 2 o'clock. I believe I can take another call. I'll go in, I'll make it a quickie. If there's a call, you can let me have the call and I'll go to the reading. If not, I'll just talk for a few more minutes and then take a minute break and bring the guest on, Richard Salva. He's a minister and an expert on reincarnation. I feel this being an interesting show. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
What's your first name?
Sue.
Sue?
Yes.
Okay, where are you calling from, Sue?
New Brunswick.
New Brunswick. Good. Welcome to the show. Let's see what we're getting for you.
Thank you.
You're a regular listener.
I am.
Good. Tell your friends about us.
I will.
Okay, Michael Goger, you're in a thoughts. BBS Radio. Turn talk show host.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
You're an awesome talk show host.
What's that?
I said you're an awesome talk show host. I listen to you all the time.
Good. Thank you. Thank you. That encourages me. I believe traffic's up since I got guests coming in.
Yeah, well, I know I listen more often.
Someday maybe I'll have Oprah here or Montel himself, maybe. All right. Sue, let's jump into your reading. I have a lot of work and I feel very busy, 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 busy. I just feel like I'm changing things. I need to change things. There's a lot of energy going there. Also, amongst the changes, I'm being told to be careful what I get rid of. For some reason, there's a message here that you need to hear.
Okay.
Be careful what I get rid of. Double check everything before I throw it out or trade it or change it. Or there's going to be some kind of a significance to something.
Oh, okay.
You know, look in it.
That makes perfect sense because I'm renovating.
Yeah,
and I'm throwing out everything I can get my hands on.
Yeah,
so that is very good information because I'm just in that mode of I just want it out of here.
Yeah, I'm hearing spirit to look under it, look around it, look in it, and then make sure you really want to get rid of it. There's something there. So.
Okay.
just keep that in the back of your mind. I mean, it don't mean you got to examine everything with a microscope, but do check into everything. I was just hearing it in my head.
Okay.
Because some of it may save you money down the road, or even make you money down the road. So there's
okay.
There's some opportunity that might pop out of something later on. So
okay.
There may be some people around me kind of making putting too many demands on me, or feeling the demands coming to me. So I want to prepare myself for that too as I go into end of June.
People, you mean family or work or?
Yeah, I'm feeling a little bit of everything. Family, coworkers, and I just feel kind of like I'm this. A lot of people making demands on me, or maybe I'm extending myself too much. So.
Okay.
Kind of like, you know, keep an eye on that.
All right.
Actually, I want to keep everything pretty much intact, and basically, don't get too change crazy right at this point here. Continue doing what you're doing and what you got to do and how you want to do it, but don't go overboard. Not at this point. It can wait until, like, say, the end of June if you wanted to. Because I feel like later on down the road, a male will be coming into the scene for some reason or become involved, and he may have his own ideas and thoughts.
Okay.
Or may even want to change something.
Okay.
Now, I don't know if this is lover or family or friend, but there is a significant male, and I feel his energy coming in, and I feel like he may be there by, say, middle or end of June, between now and the end of June.
Okay.
And I think for the reason I don't want to go do too much or go overboard just yet is because I feel like he might have his own ideas, and he might even settle up a chain reaction, it changes, so.
Okay.
It might have been the same. I don't know why I'm competing for this guy, or it might even be a little bit of a love interest there, or a friend, or he might even be going through a change in his love life and then relationship. You understand that?
Well, it'd be the only way a man would be coming into my life is if he was interested in me, I would imagine.
Yeah,
otherwise, he wouldn't be making changes in my house.
Right. Well, he may be coming from an area where he was going through a lot of changes, too, in his in his life. It might
okay.
be. It's a clue is it who it is. He's coming out of possibly some major changes that altered his life, too. So that's probably maybe how you meet each other or you hear about it.
Okay.
All right. I'm getting a connection with work, too, and travel at work with you. And I'm also getting a visitor. Like, you're going to get some visitors, or you're going to visit someone by the end of June. So I'm getting really a mixed bag here with you. And communicating back and forth with someone. This could be a romance tied in with finances, work, and business. I know, I feel like right now it's not making sense to you.
No.
Okay, but I do feel like it's mixed in with, there's some romance mixed in with the money, business, and work, and maybe even some visiting. Like you went somewhere with someone?
I haven't gone anywhere with anybody.
Like you may. Like,
oh, okay.
Or you might get invited, or you may get involved in a visit with someone, or somebody visiting you, or you're visiting someone, or you're traveling somewhere, and you meet someone, or you're doing it with some people, and a friendship comes out of that, or exposure to a male comes out of that.
Okay.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, I do.
Okay, you're socially involved here, and you're either going somewhere with some people and meeting someone, or the people that you're with know someone and there's exposure to a male, or it may be connected to work and business and money and doing something with finances, something that
okay.
you're working on now, and it's taking a financial overture, and the friendship grows out of that.
Okay.
Okay, so just it could come from different areas, but there very strong male presence, and he's growing closer to me. Okay, and he likes to talk, and he's got a very friendly energy and atmosphere to him, very pleasant.
And he's coming out of a relationship or something.
He can come out of a socializing type atmosphere.
Oh no, but earlier in the reading, you said that he was coming out of some his life. I don't know. You said he was coming out of a relationship or big changes in his life or something.
Yeah, with changes in his life too, right? That's part of his package.
Okay.
Like he might be going through a divorce or a separation or
right.
or he relocated. There was a major change in his life that brought him into your realm.
Oh, okay.
And you kind of like, you know what I mean?
Okay.
So, which made it able to connect you and him.
Okay.
You see what I'm saying?
I do.
Okay. And let's see. And then it seems to... they're leaving me with just very active and steady and active energy, really. I mean, it's just like, it's kind of, you go into the end of June, I feel like I'm changing everything, where I'm living and how it looks. And,
oh, yes, that's exactly right.
And different, and it's also bringing me in touch with other people, too. People might be stopping by to see what I'm doing or see what I'm into, or it's bringing me in touch with people that I normally wouldn't get in touch with. I don't know if I'm doing business with people that are doing the work for me, or I'm selling stuff, or I'm buying stuff, but pay attention to this interacting.
Okay.
With the changes that you're doing.
Okay.
Okay. I don't know if you're going to buy something and they're coming and working, or they know someone that knows someone. So anything that's connected to the changes that you're doing in your life right now.
Okay.
Pay attention to those men too and those people, because something might pop out of that. And hasty decisions too. I feel like I go into the middle of June, end of June, really with changes and having to make decisions, and I feel like I'm being pressured or I'm anxious and I want to make them and get them over with and decide what I'm going to do and how I'm going to do it. So
and
I'm going to be
financial?
I'm going to be plagued with decision making and feeling like I got to do it right away or I'm in a hurry.
Okay.
I don't know why I'm feeling like that, but prepare yourself for that.
Is that to do with financial or?
I think it's with the changes maybe at the house or in your life.
Oh, okay.
You know what I mean?
Okay.
And I don't want to be pressured by any of it because there's no need for it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Don't let, because it's illusionary, don't let self-inflicted anxiety drive me or change the way I feel or the way I want to do things.
Okay.
I want to just stay steady and focused on what it is I want to do.
Okay.
Don't be plagued by anxiety and feeling like I have to do it right now in order for it to work, because this is something that can unfold. Make it a journey and something that's enjoyable for you.
Okay.
And have fun with it. And then Suda just leaving me with significant changes and high energy as I go into June and the end of June.
Good.
I just feel like I'm creating, I'm busy, and I'm happy, and I'm active and strong, and overall, I keep hearing busy. So, and that's a good thing, because that means you're healthy and happy. And I'll leave you with that.
Well, thank you very much. I really appreciate it.
Okay, and I hope I helped you.
You definitely did.
Okay, tell your friends about us, and I believe I'm going to take a little break here, and we're going to bring my guest on.
Oh, I can't wait.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Sue. Thank you for calling.
Okay, bye-bye.
Okay. Okay, Don, I don't know if you hear me, Don. You want me to break now and we can bring Richard on, or? If not, let me give the numbers out anyway real quick. It's toll-free in the USA. It's 1-877-876-5227, and toll-free in Canada is 1-888-815-9756. Don, can you hear me? Okay, everybody, we're going to take a little bit of a break here, a second for a break, and I'm going to bring my guest on, Richard Salva. Okay, Don. Okay, everybody, we're going to take a little bit of a break here, and we'll be right back with my guest, Richard Salva, and the story of his book. Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Your Inner Thoughts. I'm Michael Goger. I'm here with my guest, Richard Salva. He'll be with me for the next half hour talking about his book, Soul Journey from Lincoln to Lindbergh. Let me tell you a little bit about Richard Salva. He's a minister. He's a 30-year expert on reincarnation and past lives. Lectured widely throughout the United States on history and reincarnation, philosophy and yoga, United States and Europe. And he just recently published a book, Soul Journey from Lincoln to Lindbergh. I found very interesting. I'll tell you more about that in a second. The book itself has received 5 stars from Forward Clarion Reviews and Midwest Book Review. And he also has an amazing offer at his website for those of you that would like to go there and take advantage of it and to read the book. There is an offer going on now at his website. We'll talk more about that also. Now, Richard, welcome to the show, buddy.
Thank you, Michael. It's a pleasure to be here.
Is it okay I call you Richard?
Yes, that's fine.
All right, bear with me, buddy. I got a little bit of a speech defect, and I talk funny sometimes, so do bear with me. Mm. And an amazing story with this here is today's show was going to be with my sidekick and my co-host in chat.
Yes.
And she was moving, and wasn't sure what was going to happen. And the night before, I was reading a book on mediumship and spiritualism, and I was doing the Abraham Lincoln part, what evidence they had with Lincoln and his mediumship and his seances and all that.
Yes.
And the next morning, the regular guest wasn't going to be here, and I'm reading about Lincoln and your email lands. And I'm looking at this, and I'm like, no way.
Talk about synchronicity.
Yes, and I said, no way. And not only that, it's an anniversary of what the book is about. It was about...
Yes, part of it. Today is the 80th anniversary of Charles Lindbergh's flight over the Atlantic, his historic flight to Paris.
Right.
And he actually had a number of metaphysical experiences during that flight that most people don't know about.
Right. Mm-hmm. Amazing. And what was the name of that flight? It was
his airplane is called the Spirit of St. Louis.
Right, the Spirit of St. Louis. That's
yes, and I just found it fascinating that he actually had spirits visiting him in the Spirit of St. Louis while he was making that flight.
Very much so.
Yes.
Yes.
The night before he made the flight, he actually had almost no sleep at all. And then the flight itself was about 33 and a half hours. So when he came to the nighttime and he was over the middle of the Atlantic, there comes a time at that time in the night where if you're trying to stay up all night, it's very hard to keep your eyes open. And his subconscious mind is trying to compel him to go to sleep. So you can't stay up for this long. You have to go to sleep. And his conscious mind was saying, no, if I fall asleep, I'll fall into the Atlantic and drown, and no one will ever hear from me again. So there was this battle raging between the conscious and subconscious, and the tension between them catapulted him into a superconscious state. Yogananda, whose statement started my book, he was the author of Autobiography of the Yogi and a great master of yoga.
Good book.
Yes. He said that the superconscious mind is found at the horizon line between the conscious and the subconscious. So this tension in Lindbergh catapulted him into a superconscious state. And all of a sudden, his body was flying the plane on autopilot beyond his conscious control. And while that was happening, he became aware that he was seeing his cockpit as if it had expanded in size. He was actually seeing the astral counterpart to his cockpit, sort of the astral blueprint of it. And he noticed that he was able to see even behind himself, that he could see out the back of his head. something that the yogis call spherical vision. And while he was experiencing this, he noticed that these beings, these spirits had entered into the cockpit of the Spirit of St. Louis, and they came up one at a time to speak to Lindbergh, and they felt so familiar to him. He wrote in his Pulitzer Prize winning book, The Spirit of St. Louis, he said, "I wondered if I had known them in a past life." And so actually Yogananda said, the basis of my book is that what Yogananda said was that Abraham Lincoln in a past life had been an advanced Himalayan yogi, and then he was reborn as Charles Lindbergh, according to Yogananda. So one can wonder if these spirits that he felt so comforted by and so close to while he was experiencing their presence, whether they might have been Himalayan yogis with him, advanced yogis, and that they had come at this very important moment in his life, this crucial moment in his life, to support him and to be there for him. But anyway, after a time, and they were speaking mind to mind and spirit to spirit, and after that time, they disappeared, and then he experienced astral projection. His spiritual body separated from his physical body and slid forward through the nose of his airplane, mixed, as he wrote, with the wash of his propeller, and then he was flying with his airplane, but outside of it in his astral body. So at that time, Lucky Lindy was flying two airplanes at once, the Spirit of St. Louis and the astral plane. But anyway, it's quite a fascinating story and something that has
been... It is, and I can relate to it because I used to do a lot of midnight work, and when you're forced to stay awake, I did some of my best mediumship at that stage,
and my
spiritual work, it was because I can relate to, I was experiencing what you were talking about.
Yes, in India they say that the people who stay up really late at night are bogies and yogis.
I even got to the point where it worked so well at work, I would do it at home. I would stay awake and do my my practicing and my disciplines.
Yes, there's a quiet, that hush that comes over the planet. Many people have fallen asleep, and there's also a special quiet that comes right at the midnight hour.
Right.
If you tune into it, it can help you to get in touch with the spirit.
Oh yeah. And then with the moon phases, I even got to the point where I would work in with the moon phases to assist me.
Yes.
Very interesting. Now, so this brought about the knowledge that did he feel himself that he was Abraham Lincoln in a past life?
He never spoke about it, but there were times when you wondered. For instance, after he made his flight to Paris, he was invited to visit all the states in the Union, and he made a continental tour to touch all 48 states, flying in the Spirit of St. Louis.
Interesting.
And when he came to Illinois, which is the land of Lincoln, he landed in Springfield, which was Abraham Lincoln's hometown. And when he arrived, when he disembarked from his airplane, the reporters asked him what it was like to be there in Springfield, and Lindbergh said, "It feels like home." And that was Lincoln's hometown. So there are little hints that he gave that he might have known about being Lincoln, but he didn't say so directly.
Right. I can see it in him, I can feel it in him, and I can feel almost a connection with you and Lindbergh. Not so much the Lincoln thing, but with you and Lindbergh for some reason, but maybe we'll talk more about that in a little bit. What brought about you writing this book and studying this?
Yeah,
the idea of it.
I first read about it. It was published in a book called The Path, which is written by Swami Kriyananda, who is a direct disciple of Yogananda. And he published that book around 1977. And in it, he mentioned that Yogananda, what Yogananda had said about Lincoln and the Himalayan yogi and Lindbergh. And I thought that was interesting, and I did some preliminary investigation, but I didn't go deeply into it until about 10 years ago. I was on a plane flight going to the East Coast, and I was in between writing projects. And as a minister and a spiritual person, I thought I would pray for guidance. So I closed my eyes, and within less than a minute's time, the idea for this book came to me. It was a very strong impulse. You know what the Yogananda had said, why don't you investigate the histories of these two men?
Right.
I was already deeply familiar with the teachings. just amazed by what I found. I didn't know how many connections I might find. But I ended up discovering nearly 500 fascinating parallels and connections between Lincoln and Lindbergh, more than 200 between Abraham Lincoln's life and words and the ancient spiritual science of yoga, and more than 100 between Charles Lindbergh and the path of yoga. So it was just much more than I expected to find. And in fact, I didn't put everything I found in my book because there was just so much there, but I tried to put the best of what I found in my book.
Right. Huh, amazing.
Yes.
Did Lindbergh, in your knowledge, did Lindbergh have any interest in spiritualism or mediumship?
You know, it's fascinating. You had mentioned that Abraham Lincoln, his interest, he had an interest.
Very much so.
Yes, in mediums. He had mediums at the White House. Mary Todd was very much into spiritualism. And
He had a Nettie Colburn Mayard.
That's right. Right.
Was a very young lady, and she guided him throughout the Civil War.
Mm-hmm. Yes. I think she had a number of readings or a number of seances there. And Lincoln was fascinated by that. He had a particular approach to mediumship and spiritualism.
Yes, he did.
He was interested in it, and he was fascinated by those who were obviously genuine mediums. And then there were also some who were, you know, they're not only genuine mediums, but also frauds. And whenever he encountered one of them, it was to him curious to see if he could figure out how they did it. So he had a scientific and analytical mind, but he also had a mind that was open to the metaphysical.
Very much so.
Yes. Now, when you look at Charles Lindbergh, he also had a similar curiosity about metaphysics. For instance, there was a man named Romero that he ran into at some sort of cocktail party in New York, who was someone who did metaphysical feats. And Lindbergh, just like Abraham Lincoln, just watched him while he controlled his pulse and so on, and tried to figure out how he might have done that, or how he might have sent air through his sleeve, through some sort of tube, or different things like that. But then he noted his wife, Aunt Mara, was invited to take part in an experiment having to do with a deck of cards, where Aunt Mara would pick out a card from the deck, from the middle of the deck somewhere, and she would look at it, and he would tell her what card she was looking at. And Lindbergh was just floored by this, and said, "This has to be telepathy," which was also a thought that ran through Lincoln's mind when he met Nettie Colburn and some of the others who were genuine mediums.
Yes.
So they had a similar approach to people who could do things like that.
And he even prophesied his own death. He dreamed it.
Yes, Abraham Lincoln dreamed it. Actually, he started having those dreams even when he was a young man, a young boy, and had them throughout his life and told his friends about it. He dreamt that he would rise to a high place of power in the land, and then that he would have a bloody fall from that. And it was a very sobering sort of vision or dream for a young boy to have. But it's a sort of knowledge that comes to someone when they develop spiritually, as Himalayan yogis do. In fact, Patanjali, who they wrote the definition of yoga in his Yoga Sutras, said that this sort of knowledge comes to one when you practice deeply the practice of introspection, when you practice this thing of trying to really understand yourself, then you start to receive what he said, communication from higher spheres.
Right. In your studies, have you ever seen a connection with Lincoln and Martin Luther King, Dr. King?
Not myself directly. Of course, they both had something to do with civil rights, with Abraham Lincoln signing the Emancipation Proclamation, and of course, Dr. King's work. I didn't see that much of a connection.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And now you mentioned something going on at your website with the book. Is there an offer or?
Yes. There's an offer where if you were to purchase the book through the website, then you would receive a number of wonderful bonus gifts, including a past life reading with numerology, a past life consultation with myself, a number of things that go over $130 worth, about 7 different bonus gifts.
Wow.
And you can access that site by typing in lincolnreincarnation.com.
Good. Now, Now, if you purchase the book at your website, you get these other gifts.
Yes, that's right. They're part of the offer.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and you do past life readings?
I don't do readings so much as consultations. For anyone who has a question regarding past lives, especially if you've had any experiences that you're wondering about, or something has happened that seems to be connected with a past life that's happening in your life now, I've helped people to gain clarity on issues like that.
Wow, interesting. I bet that's popular, because a lot of people look it for me, and I can kind of give you images and energy and feelings and mm-hmm. and some memories, but I would love to know somebody that I kind of like specialize in past life readings and regressions and whatnot.
Yeah.
You got such a beautiful energy, Richard. I feel like I can talk to you all day long, and you'd have to chase me away.
I think vice versa. You know, you have a very calm presence, and I think it's a joy to have someone like you on the radio doing a show like this.
Thank you. I appreciate that. I'm intimidated because, I'm dealing with PhDs and authors and doctors and this and that, and I'm kind of like the misfit in the bunch, but I think it's my love for it that's coming through.
Yes, absolutely, and that you can't get that with a PhD.
No, not really. Mm-hmm. And I've been told that before. What I got, you can't get anywhere. You have to. Mm-hmm. It has to come from the heart and be developed. You know.
Yes, and I believe a lot of our gifts we develop them in past lives. You often see even children just displaying either abilities that adults will work their whole adult life to try to master and maybe not succeed, or understandings also that many adults will have trouble understanding. Some will know that from the cradle.
True. Well, Richard, it was a pleasure having you here, and I wish you all the luck in the world with your book, Soul Journey from Lincoln to Lindbergh.
Thank you, Michael. It's been a joy to be on your show.
Okay. And there's going to be a sequel, I guess, or more books coming from you. And
Yes. And they'll be listed on my website as they come along, ebooks and audio products as well.
Awesome. Your website, Addy, will forever be listed at my site on my guest page, and you can find it. Why don't you give them your Addy real quick, Richard?
Okay. Addy, you mean my
website?
Oh, it's LincolnReincarnation.com.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And do you have another website where? Is it just a?
Yes, there's a. That's actually an open door to my website, which has another address, which is Crystar Press. It's CrystarPress.com.
Yep. Okay, crystarpress.com, and you can get there from the Lincoln Lindbergh site.
Yes.
So you're a minister for 30 years?
Yes, actually. Well, I've been a minister for I think about 22 years. But I've been involved with these studies for over 30 years.
Okay, and the Christian denomination or?
It's a yoga church here in California.
Oh, so
it's called Ananda. Mm-hmm.
Oh,
and
so
we actually follow the teachings of Yogananda. His teachings, he said, were a combination of the original Christianity as taught by Christ and the original yoga as taught by Krishna.
Wow.
And we believe in the underlying unity of all religions.
So it's a unity church.
Not actually a unity church, but we do believe in the underlying unity of all religions.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, when you say minister, you're a Hindu, or?
Well, it's a new church, and so we have Sunday services, and we have practices that are reminiscent of practices in Christian church, but you might say that it's like a metaphysical Christian church.
Right, into faith and.
Yeah.
And Unitarian
mm-hmm.
spiritualism.
Yes, we believe in a lot of, we have many beliefs in common with other churches that are similar to us.
Mm-hmm. Right, and that's probably where you would find me also, in a church like that.
Yes, yes.
Where anybody can pray and worship and share.
Yes, absolutely. There's an open door there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because I say that's what heaven's going to be like, so why can't my church be like that? You know, I don't even want to go into a heaven where it's just one belief.
Yes, yes.
Other than love.
There's that story, that joke that they tell where somebody's in heaven and St. Peter's taking them on a tour, and so there's this big brick wall there, and they said, the person asked, well, what's behind there? And he said, oh, well, let's speak quietly here. He said, the Catholics are behind there. They don't know we're out here. But Christ said that in his Father's house there are many mansions, meaning that there are many, in the astral world, there are many beautiful high places to be where you would feel. And each person gravitates naturally after they leave their physical body to an area in the astral world that they feel comfortable, that they are in harmony with.
Yes, yes. I know on my astral travels, I was shown how we always crave to go to upgrade and to advance.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
And it's built into our souls as part of spirit and to want to go up and to want to go forward and to learn more and to be more. Right. So it's a natural progression to want to go a step higher, you know.
Yes, yes. Actually, Yogananda said that the highest that we can attain to is where we originally came from, and that we're just working our way back to it. So,
right.
So we're dissatisfied until we eventually reach it. So
exactly.
We have this urge to understand, to know more, to experience more, to feel greater fulfillment and happiness and joy inside. And it pretty much all stems from that.
Very much. Wow, amazing. Mm-hmm. And when you agree with it, really, the quickest way is to be happy and satisfied with what you already have?
Mm-hmm. Yes, actually, Yogananda said that to have God is to be just happy and present in the present moment. That when you are experiencing that, you are actually experiencing the presence of God.
Right, right, exactly. Mm-hmm. And because I'm always in a hurry, consciously and spiritually, and always trying to bigger, better, faster, and I hear this over and over again, when you're ready or you're not ready because you're not satisfied. I find when I just be and I'm happy and I'm satisfied, I'm given more.
Mm-hmm. Yes, absolutely. Yes, yes. I've had that same experience.
Right. Mm-hmm. Well, this has been a pleasure for me, Richard. I wish we can sit and talk all day. I'd like to give you a little bit of a reading and then let you go, and then I'm going to do some more readings for the audience. Is that okay? Would you like a little bit of a reading? Or?
Absolutely. That would be wonderful. I would enjoy that.
Thank you. I don't know, you heard me read before. I get a mixed bag of things, and I just kind of give out what I'm being shown and hearing. And,
yes.
And with you, I keep hearing a lot of fruits. Things are, it's almost like you're on the verge of things really expanding and taking off, especially financially.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I feel like things are being approved and things are going through and everything is doing what it's supposed to do, business and financially too. So this is always a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
So I do feel the money getting better and increasing, and you're like right on top of it. But by the end of June, middle of June, things financially and business-wise, or I'm hearing successful, and especially personal achievement, the things that you created and the things that mean a lot to your creative processes.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm also feeling travel too, between now and possibly the end of June.
Mm-hmm.
Some travel may be connected to money and business and work, and if there is travel, you might want to combine it with business and work, and I also feel that going well, and I'm hearing paying off. They just keep throwing gold at me in coins.
Mm-hmm.
So there is success here and an increase in finances.
Mm-hmm.
And there's nothing wrong with that. It's a good thing because I feel like you're such a special, sweet soul, and you really do deserve more and more and more, and it's just a matter of time, and it is coming, and Spirit wants you to know this.
Mm-hmm.
Commercial matters, business matters, going very well. I don't know if you have a partner, but I feel like there may be, or there is a partner, maybe emotionally and mentally also. It's above and beyond. It could be a lover or a very good friend, but maybe somebody like this involved or helping me get through some of my business or commercial matters. So if there is, it's a good thing, and I want to encourage it more. Or if there isn't, you may want to consider it. Or watch for it developing as you go through life and through business. Mm-hmm. It may, I feel like it could even become an alloy.
Yes.
And then there is something with property and a home, too. I don't know if you're making something bigger or better or you're selling or buying, but mm-hmm. I feel like I may be spending some energy and time on where I'm living or where I want to live or what's going on in the home.
Yes.
So there'll be some energy and thoughts and things going on there mm-hmm. as you go into the end of June. Well, and I feel like I'm cashing in. I'm about to cash in, or I am cashing in mm-hmm. on my talent and my skills. And mm-hmm. there's signs of it really picking up and multiplying for me. Mm-hmm. So keep that on mind, too. I'm surrounded with blessings, really. Mm-hmm. And I don't want to just dwell on finances and material things, but it's important on the physical plane.
Yes.
And I don't feel like it's really all that important to you, but you're also wise enough to know that that's its energy, and you need that energy to do what it is you want to do and to teach and to heal. And mm-hmm. and I'm hearing all of this coming from you. So
yes.
It goes hand in hand. The more successful you are, the more you can help and the more you can teach. And this is all being given to you, and it's manifesting, so.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much. Yes, it's like a cycle. It goes through. You give, and it comes back, and you give, and it comes back.
Good. So it's all making sense, then?
Yes, that's absolutely. Everything you said is very, it does tie in with things that are happening right now. So,
very good.
Do you
have a real good friend or a partner or a lover that's going somewhere or has to go somewhere?
I do have a wife, and she's been busy working on getting her degrees and things like that. She's an educator.
Oh, very good.
She's a wonderful soul.
You know, you're both surrounded with this teaching and healing, and mm-hmm. you're just like a blessing on the earth for mm-hmm. for man, really. I mean, and books and lecturing is really is going to be a tool that you use to heal and to teach. And
mm-hmm.
and I will look for my partner or my lover to maybe have to go somewhere or do a lot of traveling,
mm-hmm.
and that may be developing and manifesting.
Mm-hmm.
And also, there's a power between you and her in business and creating. If there isn't, there should be, and it should be explored or encouraged,
mm-hmm.
like networking together or helping each other.
Yes.
And it's only going to become more productive and more understandable and more manageable, too, once it's all completed and it's going, doing what it's supposed to do.
Mm-hmm. Wonderful.
So follow through on that.
Mm-hmm.
And that's about it, Richard. I just wanted to give you a little bit of a reading and
maybe
validate some thoughts or feelings that you've been having. And once again, if anybody wants to get a hold of you, Richard, what would they do?
They would go to LincolnReincarnation.com or ChrysStarPress.com, ChrysStarPress.com.
Okay, and your email will be there and your contact info.
Yes, they can reach me at richard@chrysstarpress.com.
Very good. And I wish you all the luck in the world with your book. I hope
you
to read it. I haven't read it yet, but I'm fascinated with Lincoln. So
Yes, I think you would enjoy it very much.
You know, and it's funny when, you know, you're a teacher, you're a healer, because I never thought about flying or Lindbergh ever in my life.
Yes.
But I'm fascinated with Lincoln, and because of you and your book, I've been reading about Lindbergh and flying
mm-hmm.
for the last 3 days.
Oh, interesting.
So do you see how it works?
Yes.
And you enhanced my life already, because now I can hold a conversation about this trip and the anniversary and Lindbergh and
Well, I'm grateful.
Yeah, and very grateful. And thank you. It was a pleasure having you on my show, Richard.
Well, thank you again, and
I
wish you all the best with your show, and my best to you and everyone in your listening audience.
Thank you, Richard, and tell your friends about me.
I will, absolutely.
Okay, you take care and have a good day.
You too, Michael.
All right, goodbye, Richard. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Okay, that was a fantastic interview with Richard Salva and his book, Soul Journey from Lincoln to Lindbergh. You could go to to the website. He's got a special offer. Sounds very interesting. It's a if you purchase the book through the website, you get some past life consultation and a few other things going on there. Go to the site. The best thing is to go to the site and to follow more of the info from the site. Anyway, I was just looking for the site for the book. I will give you his website. It's www.christorpress.com. That's Christor, C-R-Y-S-T-A-R, press.com, and you'll find it from there. Later on, I got a ton of things here in front of me, and I'll get you the site later as I'm going through the show. It's here it is right here. It's www.lincolnreincarnation.com. I'm also very interested in reincarnation, so this show was a treat for me today. Thank you, Richard, if you're still listening. Okay, if there's a call, I'll go right to the call, Don. If not, I'll get the number out there so you can call. It's toll-free in the USA and Canada. I'm Michael Goger. You're listening to Your Inner Thoughts at BBS Radio. I believe I got a call. I heard something back there anyway. No call? Okay, if you want to know more about me, I'm Michael Goger, www.michaelgoger.com. Hi, caller. Is there a caller? Maybe it's a spirit. I keep hearing a voice. Okay, if you want to know more about me, it's www.michaelgoger.com. Hi, caller.
Hi, Michael.
How you doing?
Good. This is Olga, also known as Piper, calling from Quebec.
Oh, thank you, Piper. You still in the room?
I am. I still have the room open. Still airing live for you.
Good. And you're streaming and broadcasting my show.
That is correct.
Fantastic. Thank you.
You're very welcome.
You're not going to believe this, and they say, well, he always says that to everybody, but I dreamed about you broadcasting my show today in Pal Talk.
Wow.
And just before I started to meditate, you PM'd me.
It's amazing, isn't it?
And asked me if I was broadcasting the show.
Wow.
And I said, I can't believe this. And I was like just getting ready to go into a meditation, and I wanted to talk to you, and I was like, oh, my. So I got just enough out there to say thank you and go ahead if you can.
You're very welcome. It's always a pleasure.
Good. How's the crowd? Anybody in there listening?
It's a crowd. We have a very consistent crowd.
Yeah. I just want to say hi to everybody. I've been in there the last couple of nights. I'm having a ball.
Oh.
I'm enjoying myself.
Yeah.
I go into Pal Talk. I surf the rooms. Everybody is pleasant. Everybody is friendly. They give you the mic. Here's a room. Say something. Do a reading. Hi. Thank you.
Yeah.
And I'm enjoying myself. And I just want to say you guys are going to see a lot more of me. I will be coming in and doing readings, probably from room to room. So I'm either thinking about opening my own room or just going into rooms where I can read and do some readings in there. So, Piper, let me jump into your reading.
Okay.
All right, and thank you for broadcasting the show.
You're very welcome.
Maybe we can do more of it. I know you got some business things going on yourself. You're a busy girl, and
yeah,
you got a lot going on in your life, so maybe.
Well, everyone is saying hi to you in the room. I just wanted to let you know. They know I'm up here, so they all wanted me to tell you hi for them. So.
Good. Tell them I love them all. Is Shailene in there?
She was, and she got booted, I think, but she'll be back, I'm sure.
Okay. Shailene is my show's producer, and Sue Hansen is assistant producer and website and friend. And if it wasn't for those girls, I wouldn't be here. So I just wanted to throw that in and thank them. You girls are the best, and like I said, I couldn't do it without you. Okay, Piper, tell everybody in the room I said hi, hugs. You're going to be seeing a lot of me. There's going to be free readings coming to Pal Talk. Watch for it, especially late at night, around midnight Eastern Standard Time. That's when I'll be in there having fun and bouncing around. And Piper, let's see. I feel like I'm definitely in a new cycle in my life. It's going to be very active, very high energy, new, different, exciting. I feel like I'm absorbed. I feel like I'm doing something or creating something that I'm excited about, and it can absorb me and my mind, and I can channel my creative energy into this. And I'm being told to go for it because it's going to go well, and it's a good idea, and it's going to be successful.
Wonderful.
So I don't know what it is. I'm just pushing it out to you. I just keep hearing this voice saying, this is it. It's starting. It's going to be successful. And I'm going to be, I feel absorbed. I'm absorbed with it. I could do it for 3 hours and not realize, like I only been here for a few minutes. That's what it's going to feel like. I'm going to be, it's something I love doing. I'm happy with it.
Yep.
And it's going to go well for me. It might be aggravating at times, and it's only because maybe I'm burned out or I'm just tired or I'm feeling a little down, but it's not because there's no potential or it's not a good thing. Just keep that in mind. You just take a nap and then come back, and it'll be just as much fun as it was before. So keep that in mind.
Yeah, I don't know how to disconnect.
Yeah, I feel like you need to hear that.
Yeah.
Just take a nap or take a walk or just say the heck with it for the day, and then when you come back, it'll be just as much fun. Yeah. Don't ever let moods alter your plans with it. I feel like is somebody needing surgery or medical treatment or something need planned? You wouldn't have to think about it or go.
Well, there was a surgery a year ago. And we're coming up on the anniversary of it. So.
Ah. Was it, is there still after effects to it or treatment, follow-ups? Or?
Yes, just recently that happened.
Okay, because I feel like there might be dealing with something that was connected to that.
Okay.
I don't know if it makes sense or not.
No, it does. It does.
It does, okay. But I feel good about it, if that helps.
Yeah, no, it's a good thing.
Yeah, I'm not worried or panicking or anything like that. I feel good about it. I want to go to children for some reason. Does that make sense? Or?
This was an aunt. It wasn't the kids, so. Though.
Okay.
I'm like a child to her.
very much family and children here. And is there a child in spirit that might be coming through for you?
I have a child in spirit, but there are plenty of children in the family.
Okay, and there is a child in spirit?
Yeah.
Okay. Very strong around you.
Yes, he is.
Yeah, very strong, very strong. Just love and presence. Love and presence and guidance, and that's basically really all I'm getting at this time anyway.
Okay.
Also, I'm going to job. I'm hearing rewarding, paying off, whatever you're doing, business, money, job, things are going to pay off for you and then kick back in again. I'm also hearing relationship-wise, too, it's getting hotter, more intense. It may not be perfect, but it's deep.
Yeah, definitely.
So I don't even know if you're in a relationship, but if you are in one, it's going to get intense and deeper, and it's really spiritual and very deep. So, yeah, I mean, it's there, and it's you can't fight it.
No.
And it's going to get better if that's possible, or it will get better, or, you know, so that this is a good thing. But I'm getting more meaningful for some reason. And commitment, and I don't know quite what this is, but just, I don't know, maybe you got some plans together to do something together, but the relationship takes on more of a deeper meaning for some reason. I'm just putting out what I'm hearing, so.
Yeah, it makes sense.
And it's a good thing. I feel more passionate, more intensity in it, more energy and emotions. So this is all good stuff for a relationship.
Good.
And there's an increase in energy. I don't know if somebody's been tired or more exhausted than normal around you, or maybe you've been feeling down, maybe, but there's a boost in energy coming here.
Okay.
And an increase in moods and energy. So this is included in the cycle. I'm also hearing justice or something that might have been a little aggravating or negative, and it's turning around in my favor or going my way.
Oh, yeah.
So that's another thing that's coming to you and going your way, really. I keep hearing justice. It comes through for you in your favor.
Awesome.
So keep that in mind. And it might even have been the thing that was wearing you down or taking a toll even or taking some mood or energy from you. So, you know, keep that in mind, that everything is a chain reaction. Circumstances and conditions might change, and then energy and mood changes with it. This is how I'm feeling, so.
Okay.
And I'm also feeling to rely on friends and family. It's going to be important to you. It's going to be a lot of activity. I'm hearing from the past, too. Friends, maybe, you haven't seen in a while. Or family and friends you haven't seen in a while. Becoming important between now and the end of June, or doing something with them, so keep that in mind. And there's some events, maybe, like a party or a gathering, maybe, of friends and family. There's something special going on there, too.
Okay.
So keep that in mind. If you do get invited, then go to it. Because I feel like there's something going to come out of that, healings and connections and help. So I am hearing something from the past, a person or something from the past comes in contact with you, and it helps you too. Let me see. I want to spend some time on with meditation too, and my moods. I feel like sometimes I might be plagued with mood changes or mood swings, or there's some type of and meditation and visualization would help it a lot. Does that make sense?
No, it makes sense completely.
Okay, because it's an issue and I gotta stay focused on it, and like a life coach or a favorite CD or meditation or a specialized visualization would be very beneficial in reversing it. So I don't know whether it is. I'm just relaying it. You can deal with it metaphysically and spiritually is what I'm hearing.
Okay.
With this, because it's a self-inflicted illusionary mood, and it seems to come back sometimes. So, and I can combat it metaphysically. It would be very beneficial to, you know, like use visualization to ward it off. So just keep that in mind.
All right.
And that's about it, Piper. I'll leave you with that. I'm getting to the end of the show. Unless you got a question or something you'd like to ask me, or
no, you hit it all of what I was wondering. So
everything you were going to ask.
Well, I was going to ask about the whole business thing, but you already hit on it. So.
Oh, okay, good. And keep in mind, Piper, that there's blessings here. You're a very special person, and your energy shows this, and what I've been hearing and feeling with you.
Wow,
and,
thank you.
And you just like they were surrounding you with light. So focus on that and dwell on that. Dwell on the light, the happiness, and positive things. And just know that it's going to go your way, and you are into something that's going to bring you a lot of joy and benefit, and you're going to be doing something that you love doing.
Yep.
This is how I'm being made to feel. Now, is your mom with us, or did she cross?
No, my mom is with us.
Okay. Is she involved any with your endeavors? There's a strong connection with mom, and she should be there.
Yeah, she's my vice president.
Oh, good.
She's very directly involved.
Okay, because I'm hearing mom is there, should be there. I'm feeling her presence with this.
Oh, yeah.
And she adds a lot to it. There's a uniqueness coming from her.
Yes, very much.
You know, it's going to be something, through mom and her manifestations, they're going to see something that they don't normally see everywhere else.
Right.
And it's going to be unique, and it's going to be one of the things that make you a little over the edge or a little different. So it's a good touch.
Yep.
And it's going to be successful, and you guys are working together well and will continue.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm excited.
Okay, and thank you for broadcasting the show. We're going to do more of it, I hope.
You're welcome, and blessings to you, Michael.
Thank you, Piper. Thank you. Maybe you're a reader. Maybe someday you can come on as a reader and do some readings for the folks, too.
Yes, we need to work that out. It would be fun.
Okay, good. Thank you.
All right, blessings.
Bye. Thank you, Piper. Thank you. Welcome. Thank you, and thank you for calling the show. And everybody there in the Pal Talk room, thank you for listening and for your interest and supporting me. I mean, it means a lot. It really does. And you will be seeing a lot of me, folks. If you're in there, add me to your friends list, both Yahoo and Pal Talk. It's Michael_Goger. Add that to your Pal Talk and Yahoo friends list, and you'll be able to stay in track with me. I am available in private. If you want a private reading, I'm available. Price is a fair. Just email me, Michael Goger. No, you know what? Yeah, MichaelGoger1@yahoo.com. That's how you get me. Caller, welcome to the show.
Hey, I didn't know if it was too late in the show to get through.
Who is this?
This is Julia.
Julia, how you doing?
Doing great. How are you?
Okay, good. It's a little late in the show. I only got a couple of minutes to spend with you. But is there something you'd like me to focus on?
Well, I've heard other people call in at different shows, and they've asked about things like, you know, if they've lived in Atlantis or had past lives in Lemuria or anything like that. And I was kind of curious about that for myself, if that was something you could pick up on.
Your past life thing?
Yeah, or just anything like that. I don't know, you know, if you can confirm or deny or, you know.
Right off the bat with you, you know, I'm feeling like now this might not be connected to you, but I'm feeling teacher right away. So if you weren't involved in teaching in this life, I'd want to say that you might have been involved in teaching in a past life. This is how I would use my abilities.
Okay.
So, and also a very strong business sense with you. So if somebody was coming to me looking for past life and they weren't, like I said, a teacher, I would start exploring the teacher, because I am feeling not only teaching but healing with you, healing through the spreading of information and the relaying of information and also analyzing information. I feel very analytical with you for some reason. I don't know if you are or not, but I'm feeling it being a very strong past life ability to analyze things and to look at things and to see things that others aren't seeing within the message. So I would go in that direction with you as far as past life. Also, you know, I wish I could sit down. You know, I wish I could focus and specialize just in past life. I think it's going to be something that I get into when I retire and I can spend more time doing it.
That would be cool.
I would like to explore, because I'm being told by my guides that I need to be hypnotized. I'm going to explore trance and consciousness through hypnosis. And that the person that will be doing this with me will be brought to me. And I'm just waiting for that person to show up.
Wow.
And because I need, there is realms to me that haven't been explored yet. And I need a guide and I need a hypnotist. And I believe in the future, as my life changes, I'm going to be doing more of these things, like investigating past life. And right now I'm being driven to do more with mediumship. So my meditations and my visualizations are gearing more towards mediumship and trance and getting information through direct mediumship. So I'm changing, and you might see all this come out, Julia, somewhere in the future with me.
It's neat, because I know, you know, just on different shows that, you know, BBS has, I've listened to, and people
yep.
will call in, and they can remember these things. They can remember past lives and where they were and what they were doing, and it's like, wow.
Yep. You know, I can do a lot with it, but I just don't want to become a cliche, because I get so much imagery, and I just don't want to, like, leave you with, okay, like, right off the bat, I'm seeing you in the Victorian era. I'm being shown the Victorian era. Okay? So I would say this to you. I do feel a life in the Victorian era, and probably Northeast, and I feel like I'm in the Northeast with this, the Victorian era. Like I lived in, you know, the day and times where it was the Victorians, the clothing and then and the environment all has that feeling to me. So I could put that out there and leave that with you, but I want to do more with it. I want to give dates and names and be able to verify it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I can give you these pictures that I'm getting and that my guides are giving me, but I want to do more with it. That's why I don't get into it.
Yeah.
You know, and I wouldn't be afraid to say that you were actually a teacher in the Northeast in the Victorian era. So, and this is how I'm feeling and this is what I'm being shown.
Yeah.
So this is how I would work with it now.
Yeah.
You see? But later on, I'd like to be able to maybe give you a name or a date or an address, you know. So I could go that direction if the audience wants to hear that.
Yeah.
You know, talents and feelings and energies and trends and pictures. So I can do this if the audience wants it. But I know what you're saying because I listen to the other shows and there's a lot of talk about past life and information related to it.
Yeah.
That was a good question.
Well, it's interesting, too, that people can, you know, remember, like, Lemuria or Atlantis or even, you know, like, extraterrestrial life and, you know,
right.
The aliens and the Sirius and all that stuff. It's like, wow.
Right, right.
It's pretty fascinating.
Right. Also with communications, too. You were strong with communications, too. In past life, I very much with communicating, I'm hearing.
Yeah.
Your soul is connected to communications. It seems like your carnations, your lives were always involved with communicating. Communicating, I'm hearing, is the theme of your soul. Communication, the spreading of information.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Well, that's true, because, I mean, just think of all the emails I've sent you and the different things that I've sent. So you're right on.
True, true.
I send you a variety of things, so, I mean, you know.
Very true, because I'm
reliving some of those.
Yeah. This is another energy way they're giving me. I heard the soul was connected to communicating.
Yeah.
Strict, always involved in communicating.
Yeah.
And then also, like I said before, teaching. All right. I got to go. It's the end of the show.
Great. Thank you very much.
Julia, thank you. Thank you, everyone. BBS, thank you. Don, Doug, Newsom, thank you. All you BBS radio hosts, I want you on my show. Stop in for a spot of tea. Email me. Take care, everybody. God bless. I'll see you next week.